This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you give us a snapshot of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's routine during the month of Ramadan? Let's take a quick look. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would switch to a completely different mode when the month of Ramadan would arrive. He would exert himself in ways that captured the attention of his companions. Here's a glimpse into the step-by-step routine of his day and his night in the month of Ramadan. First of all, he would make a point of having something to eat for suhoor, the pre-dawn meal. And he would say, "Tasahharu fa inna fi suhoori baraka." Have suhoor, because there is baraka within suhoor. There is a blessing within suhoor. And he would say, at the time of suhoor, "Halummu ila al-ghada'il mubarak." Come to the blessed food. What is the nature of this baraka, this blessing? It wasn't specified. I mean, it could be a cure from all illness. It could be anything else. Come to the blessed food. Don't miss out on it, even if it's just a sip of water. Then throughout the day, he was busy with the recitation of the Qur'an. In fact, Angel Jibreel would review the Qur'an with him every single Ramadan from cover to cover. And during the last year of his life, before he passed away, he reviewed the Qur'an with him cover to cover twice. This engagement with the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan affected him in so many ways. And one of those ways was that his generosity would peak to even higher levels in his life. Ibn Abbas, he said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس بالخير وأجود ما يكون في شهر رمضان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people and was the most generous in the month of Ramadan. لأن جبريل كان يلقاه في كل ليلة في شهر رمضان, because Jibreel would meet him in every night of Ramadan. لا إله إلا الله. The link between Quran and generosity and service to the people. And he would break his fast as soon as the sun set. He wouldn't delay it at all. And he would say, إذا كان أحدكم صائما فليفطر على التمر فإن لم يجد فعلى الماء فإنه طهور. He said, if you're fasting, then break your fast with dates. And if you don't have dates, then break it upon water, because it is tahur, it is a purifier. And then after he'd broken his fast, he would say the following dua, memorize it. ذهب الظمأ وبتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, which means the thirst is quenched and the veins are moistened and the reward is established inshaAllah. As if to say, all of the hard work has become a memory, it's become a thing of the past, but the reward stays. La ilaha illallah. And if he'd broken his fast at someone else's house, he would pray for them and he would say, أَفْطَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. May fasting people break their fast with you, and may the righteous eat your food, and may the angels send blessings upon you. Allahu Akbar. Memorize that dua. Occasionally, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in the practice of wisal, where he would fast 2 days or sometimes 3 days in a row in order to draw closer to his Lord and free up even more time for worship. Although he in principle forbade his companions from this practice because of the hardship involved. And he told them that you shouldn't imitate me in this. He said to them, إِنِّي لَسْتُ كَهَيْئَتِكُمْ. I'm not like you. إِنِّي أَبِيتُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِي. My Lord feeds me, gives me to drink. Allahu Akbar. Then when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would arrive, it was the habit of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to seclude himself in the masjid in a practice called i'tikaf, to dedicate every second of the last couple of days of Ramadan in search for Laylatul Qadr. And during his final Ramadan, before he passed away, he secluded himself in the masjid for the last 20 nights of Ramadan. His work ethic during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan caught the attention of his wife Aisha radiallahu anha. She said about her husband, كان إذا دخل العشر الأواخر أحيا الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. She said, whenever the last 10 nights of Ramadan would begin, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stay up all night in prayer, and he'd wake up his family, and he would prepare to exert himself. Subhanallah. Because you're drawing closer now to the finish line. In fact, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman is the name of a companion who once prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his night Taraweeh prayer in Ramadan. And he said that he began with Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest surah of the Quran. And I said to myself, surely he will conclude when he reaches the 100 verse mark. And he continued reciting. So I said to myself, surely he'll conclude at the 200 verse mark. And then when he completed the whole surah, he began surah to Ali Imran, chapter 3 of the Quran, the second longest surah. And he finished it. And then he recited surah to Nisa, chapter 4 of the Quran, and he completed it. And then he bowed. And he was saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, for the same duration he stood. And then he stood back up for the same duration he bowed. Then he prostrated for the same duration he'd stood. And he continued praying for the entire duration of the night until Bilal notified him that it was now the time for Fajr. Subhanallah. Now it's very important to note here that despite his enormous efforts towards ibadah, worship, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not passive. He didn't dismiss his duties towards people, and community and society. In fact, it was as if Ramadan had opened up for him a brand new stores of energy within him and his companions. And this is displayed so obviously and proven beyond doubt by the fact that some of the greatest happenings of our Islamic history happened in the month of Ramadan, like the Battle of Badr and the conquest of Mecca and other major happenings that we shall speak about in the coming days, inshallah.